for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For the Players, the pop culture as PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 12 plus years, that game is me, Cooper. I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
PlayStation conversation usually happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services and 9 a.m., including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. But we're recording on a Monday night tonight, so... you know, maybe it'll come Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe Tuesday.
If you want to take part in future conversations with us, when and where they happen, who knows? Come check out our socials. We'll keep you updated. Sometimes. Yeah. Twitch, Twitter, Instagrams, Facebooks, the what are we recording on? Discord? All of those links can be found in the description below. Mondays are shit.
If you want to join us as the conversation happens, head over to twitch.tv/popcultures, where you can watch us record the show live. We can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation podcast. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, scroll, and comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/popcultures, and other places where you can give money. Man, one day thrown off and things are just chaos, utter chaos.
Yeah. This is all your fault.
Oh, it's absolutely my fault. So everyone playing along at home. The reason is, so you know how we always talk about, like, oh, you know, Max is going on holidays. You're going to have to record the show by yourself. I went, yeah, I got this, no worries. And then Saturday rolled around, I'm like, oh, nah, it'll be right, I'll do it tomorrow. Forgetting, but not forgetting, was one of those weird, like, oh, wait, I have a wrestling show tomorrow. Oh, that's in the afternoon, that's right, the show starts at 3, it's only going to be a couple of hours, I can easily drive, but... Dingus. But, in that same breath, it wouldn't be the show it is without having you now here, Max.
You're saying it would be slightly less of a hot mess than today's show currently is?
It's a different kind of mess today. It's a disjointed mess. It's ever so slightly different. But, yeah, as I said, look, you went on your holidays.
Yeah.
How'd your holidays go?
Friday was a long day. So, for context, I went into work early Friday. Instead of doing my usual, you know, 11 to 12 shift, I did a 9:30 till 10:30. So, I didn't sleep much that night. Kids came and picked me up at 10:30, and we went straight from Geelong to Queenscliff, caught the ferry, drove from Sorrento to Phillip Island. So, it was a long day. We also did the Penguins that night. So, Adley and I sitting right on the beachfront, because we were the only people who apparently took a blanket. So... because it had been pissing down rain all day. No one wanted to sit on the sand. So we're like, we've got a blanket, we'll be fine. Get there at 5 o'clock because they're like, you know, they come out at sunset. Sunset's around like 6-ish.
Oh, no, they don't fucking pay attention to the time.
I'm like, cool. At 20 past 6, Hadley's like, Dad, I just want to go home to my bunk bed. I'm tired.
And this is the bunk bed of the place that you were staying, correct?
Yeah, this is the bunk bed of the place we were staying. She was very excited that she got a bunk bed. I'm like, dude, the Penguins haven't come out yet. She's like, I don't care. I'm tired. I'm like, Hadley, it's fucking 20 past 6. You've never been tired at this time in your life. It's not past your bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Sack up and just chill. She's like, Dad, please. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, fair. Trying to sit there, reason with her. Be patient, they're coming. And then all of a sudden, you see this little white belly pop out of the water. And then a seagull proceeds to swoop the fuck out of it. It runs away back in the water. And then nothing happens for another 20 minutes. And Hadley's like, Dad, I saw a penguin. Can we go now? And I'm like, no, Hadley, we're sitting in front of everyone. If we get up, no one else is going to be able to see. Like, we can't leave for a little while. So... but there's going to be more penguins, right? I'm like, yes.
There's going to be a buttload of penguins.
They'll come out. And because we were right at the front, they kind of walked right up to us and walked past us. And she's like, can we go? And I'm like, sure. So we ended up leaving at like 7 o'clock, and she saw more penguins on the way back to the fucking car than she saw on the beach. Because obviously they don't just come up one point, they come up multiple points along the beach, but they all congregate to where all their homes and shit are up in the hills. So that was fun. She had a good time. Understandably, Friday was a long day. She spent like 6 hours in the car.
My mum lives in Phillip Islands, lives in Cowes, like really just right down the road.
We stayed in Cowes.
No way. Yeah, so literally lives just down the road from the penguin thing. And I've always wanted to take James because during COVID, they started broadcasting it and James loved it, right? Loved it. And of course, because they're fucking penguins, they never followed any sort of schedule. They're like, maybe when it gets dark. Mm-hmm. And then, if they get slightly spooked by anything, they're like, well, we're just going to hang outside for a while. and then because it is such a honking drive, like, it's the reason we haven't gone. So I got into my mum regularly for that reason, just so brutal.
Yeah. I mean, so the other thing is my daughter has never had to experience what buffering a video is like, okay?
That's a very good point. You have had incredible internet all the time.
So on the way to Phillip Island, she had her iPad out and I was hotspotting for her. And she's like, Dad, it's not working. The screen's frozen. I'm like, yeah, it's because Dad doesn't have internet here because there's so many dead zones on the way to Phillip Island. I'm like, just give it a minute. It's never working again. This is the worst experience. This is the worst day of my life. I'm like, no, just give it a second. 20 seconds later, the video kicks back in. She's like, oh, my day's ruined. I'm like, all right, calm down. Shit. Fucking calm down. You have to buffer for a little bit, okay? Just settle
down. It is funny because it is one of those things where, we just don't remember. Like, I don't really remember a time. It's been so long. Like, today, my internet was slightly inconveniencing me. I was like, so, like, I get it. I totally get it. I was in Hadley's world today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to load my stupid fucking Facebook.
So, apart from the penguin thing, we did the koala conservation thing. So, she went and We spied some koalas that
were
to us, which was cool. And then we went to the chocolate factory. We're like full tourist. Hayley had a blast. She made some chocolate. She ate a lot of chocolate.
Good.
It was good. It was good. So busy everywhere. No one can fucking drive over there.
Oh, no. And because that's the thing. Because Cowes is essentially a big retirement island. It's all people everywhere. There's only one road into the island, which is insane, by the way. So there's any sort of accident, any sort of problem, collectively, you are all screwed.
Yeah. And then there's signs every 10 meters. I'm like, we advise you to not pay attention to the speed limit because there's fucking animals everywhere and you're fucked if you hit one.
Yeah. So everyone's doing various speeds.
Like when we left the penguins, they're like, please check under your car for echidnas. And we're like, fucking what? But the trip was fine. Like, it was good. We enjoyed ourselves. And then obviously the big trip back home on Sunday was a pain in the ass because unlike his sister, Ollie fucking hates the car and refused to sleep. And he's teething, so he's just like fucking crying for like 4 hours.
Brutal. I can understand, Hadley, this is the worst day of my life. I can't watch my iPad. My brother won't shut the hell up. This is the worst. The worst.
Yeah.
I feel it.
And then when we get home, so the bunk bed was a big thing for her. She's like, I can climb up on the bunk by myself. This is great. Mum, can you sleep with me? No. But no one else can sleep on the top bunk with you if you've got a top bunk.
Yeah.
She's like, can I get a bunk bed at home? I'm like, but you don't sleep by yourself. She's like, what if I sleep by myself? What if I did? Like, would you get me a bunk bed? I'm like, look, every night you sleep by yourself, I'll put a dollar aside. And when you've got enough to buy a bunk bed, we'll buy you a bunk bed.
Was she open to it?
She's like, with a slide? I'm like, sure, if we can find one with a slide. She's like, fucking deal.
Oh, I found one on Facebook, by the way, with a slide. Just heads up.
So far, has not made a dollar yet.
Well, it's been one night. It's fine. I know this is an absolute riveting PlayStation podcasting, by the way, but look, I'm in the same boat. Like, so my son, like, he sleeps with me. He's fine. It's
actually, I have a question about sons when you finish your story.
So the one thing I'm trying to get, like, I want to get him like a loft bed, you know, which mm-hmm. is a bunk bed with no bed at the bottom. So I want to be able to like set up a little TV and get it.
You want to be able to keep. You want to be able to keep the floor space without.
Yeah, and like so, because I know he'll have fun climbing up to the bed, and he gets to have his own little nook, his own little space where I'll set up a TV. I might put the Switch, you know, like a couple little things. It's his little space. Like I might, you know, throw some my old PC's missing a couple of parts. I might find some just cheap throwaway parts, build it, put it in there, and that way he can play his bullshit, you know, Poppy's playtime nonsense in there, and I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, just kind of give him his own little space was mm-hmm. what I was kind of thinking. And yeah, so I'm in the process of like, you know, scouring Facebook Marketplace, looking at various websites because those bitches be expensive. It's like half a bunk bed, but apparently it's really expensive.
Be a real man. Build it yourself.
What? No. I don't, fuck no. That's not going to happen. Oh, I did contemplate it and then remembered my ability to make anything and it fell short very, very quickly. But what was your question about sons, by the way?
Did yours actively try and kill themselves while they were younger?
Oh, always. Always chaos. Yeah.
Because like while we were away, at one point I left the room and came back. I just see feet under a bed. I'm like, okay, cool. The other day he had
was he on the bed?
No. He crawled underneath the bed. No. He was just on the floor crawling around like a crazy person.
Like on it, like can he crawl like?
Oh, yeah. He like full-on commandos. He's
damn, fucking, that's quick. That feels quick anyway.
You leave a room and come back, he's gone.
Yeah.
And all I saw was like his socks disappearing under a bed. I'm like, what the fuck? But he wraps cables around himself if he's too close to things that he can grab. He actively pulls things off tables to smack himself in the face. If he's on a bed, he will go the shortest distance to get off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nightmare.
Yep. Welcome to having a boy.
A nightmare. That's
the short answer. It's just having a boy.
It is a nightmare.
Either way. Anyway, yeah, apart from that, not much has really happened in my side of the world this week. One thing I did do this week, and I will touch upon it now because I really want, because I was excited about it, totally got in that God of War board game kickstarting. Stoked about it. Shitty that it doesn't drop until like June of next year. That part sucks, but I guess that's how crowdfunding works. And I don't think I'm going to stop being a fan of God of War between now and then, so it's probably okay. If I really want to, I can finally pick up that Horizon set. I just want to paint minis, which is bizarre.
How about we don't paint minis? How about we fucking record a play session of it? Get me over. We'll do a more the players. And we'll nerd out. We'll set up the camera over the table.
I can make that happen. I can do a multicam. I did a multicam setup to film some bullshit in my kitchen the other day. I can make that happen. I've also got the Resident Evil 2 board game that I'm yet to ever fucking play. I just have it. Never played it.
Let's fucking do it.
All right. Well, I'm down. I'm down. I can make that happen. That'd be silly. I'm in. No, but seriously, I've never played it. I bought it.
We can show our range. There may be more opportunities may come.
Ooh. You just want magic cards, don't you?
I fucking do. I just want magic cards.
The magic sets are pretty fantastic at the moment, and it is bumming me out.
There's a Final Fantasy one coming soon.
Oh, dude, there's a Jurassic Park one coming soon. Look, I don't know how Magic the Gathering works, but, like, the Doctor Who one got my attention. It was a Transformers one. I was like, holy shit, that's pretty cool. There's a Doctor... Yeah, there's, like, stacks that are... If they release any sort of wrestling-based one, I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked.
Wizards have just been fucking churning out sets.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering recently. Like, it's been crazy.
I'm trying to think, like, what... Like if there was, like... Oh, it's not going to happen. If there was, like, PlayStation themed, you know, like, I'd be in an instant. So, MGB in the chat mentioned that they want those Doctor Who ones. I do, but I don't... Because I don't have the connection to the old Doctor Who, I don't think it would sing as well to me. New stuff totally would. Power Rangers, MGB says, and they'd be sold.
Oh, huge Power Rangers.
Obviously, the big one for you is Final Fantasy, but are there any other...
Oh, dude, the Lord of the Rings one looks...
Try to get that one ring. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll look. if the Assassin's Creed ones look rad.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, no, there's some pretty good ones out there. Yeah. That,
not going to lie, because, like, the Fallout one is pretty exciting to me, mostly because that's kind of really all I've been playing this week.
Nice. Beautiful transition.
Just going to section what we've been playing when we talk about what we've been playing. Now, before we kick off into the specifics, we can address that, yes, we have a copy of Stellar Blade. We have been playing it. We can't talk anything about it, obviously, but we, Max and I do have it, and we have been messing about with it. What is the day that we can say something about that, Max?
The review embargo is this week, midnight on the 25th.
Beautiful. Midnight on the 25th. Hopefully we have something ready to go live. If not, we'll be doing it in the episode following, which is a couple of days later. Obviously, with our schedules, it's been a little bit busy, but we'll get some things to talk about. But look, because let's go back to my original transition, and we'll head into what is my Fallout discussion. So on the back of watching 6 episodes of the series, I was like, damn, I just have to play Fallout. So almost immediately I went onto the computer and I said, I'm on the computer, mostly because I was too impatient to wait for the what was it called? The update. Thank you. I didn't want to wait till the next gen update on the PlayStation, and I was like, well, let's see what my, like, I have a pretty sexy computer, let's see what I can do with it. So I picked up the Fallout up for like $13 with all the DLCs and whatever. I was like, sweet, I can work with that. That's pretty cheap. And it's been awesome, by the way. It's been absolutely awesome. Not that it was never not awesome on console, but like, I've been recording more of those simulator stuff lately, so I'm really starting to get used to playing on computer again. And it does. It just feels fantastic to play. Like, I just sit in this room, I kill the lights, you know, and, you know, put the headphones on, and next thing you know, I'm off into the wasteland. And I've even taken an extra step, Max.
Mm-hmm. You've started collecting bottle caps?
No, I've reinstalled our Fallout Shelter on my phone.
Ugh.
And myself, my housemate Ange, and Craig, the Mullet Show, we have all jumped into Fallout 76.
I may or may not be downloading it right now because you lied to me, and it's still free until mid-May.
Is this through Amazon or whatever?
Yeah, through Prime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I don't have Prime, so that makes complete sense. Reverend Puck is like, no! Absolutely. Well, yeah, come explore Appalachia with Ange and Craig and myself.
Sounds good.
You know what we've been doing. We have, so I've put like 6 or 7 hours into Fallout 4. Really early days with 76. Mostly because I originally played what 76 at launch. We received a review code back then. Was it, sorry?
And it was a hot mess.
And it was poo. So, like, I haven't even played it since they brought in all the NPCs and stuff, and just the rest of the game. I haven't seen any of that. So it weirdly feels brand new, but like, it feels like a misremembering. You heard that, you know, that Mandela effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that idea is that you know, you remember something one way, but then it's this other way. And my experience with Fallout 76 is exactly that. I'm like, oh, I remember this part of the vault. I remember doing this. I remember, and then I go out and then there's people and I go, okay, well, this is the first mission that I do, but I remember this being the mission. Then what the fuck was the first mission that I did? Mm-hmm. And then I remember, then I finally get to that one. I go, oh, I remember that. Yeah, okay. So it's weird. It's kind of like, I feel like I have dementia. Kind of insane. But I am absolutely loving it. Like, I have always been a fan of Fallout since, like, at least Fallout 3. And then in hindsight, I remember I did have Fallout Tactics on my old PC back in the day, but never really gave it much love. But I love Fallout 3. Fallout 4 was the one. Like, it dropped just as I was starting to get into the games media stuff. So I remember being one of the first things we had some good early hands on. We had to muck about with it at different conventions. So it sits in a different part of my memory, right? Like there's a little bit of a nostalgia there. And then when you play it, because it's been so long since I've played it, it just falling back into that world and just going, oh, I remember all of this. And as I'm, you know, I go find the little handy bots and, you know, I got to go find my son and, you know, it's all these exciting things. And it's just good to be back into the Fallout. So how are you expecting to go that you're downloading Fallout 76 currently? How do you feel about going
look,
back?
Look, like every single survival game, it's going to be as fun as I can make it with the people I play with.
Yeah.
Or it'll hit me real good and I'll just fucking farm the shit out of it solo. it's one of those two things.
See, this is the thing, right? So the challenges that we had when we booted up this week was... we couldn't work out how to share missions, which is a problem because like we go off to do this one mission, and if you trigger it, it doesn't trigger for everybody else. So if you've missed a step or whatever, you don't get any of the buff. You're just following everyone around. That seems insane to me. Like you think there'd be some sort of like, yo, you're all doing this mission together. Let's all collectively do it. And then, of course, the introduction of Fallout First since I last played this, which, you know, allows for your own private world, etc. But the question is, does only one of us have to have Fallout First to be able to play in the private world? Do we all have to have it? Because the private world sounds a whole lot of fun. Because I imagine, like, with the influx of new players... we're going to start seeing really shitty people in there if there weren't already shitty people in there. So part of me experiencing in the private world seems to be the winner.
Would you like me to explain how quest sharing
yes,
works?
Yes, please.
So pre-Wastelanders quest lines can all be done together.
Yeah.
But Wastelanders quests are instants, so only the team leader.
Well, we haven't done them yet. Quests.
Okay, so they should be fine.
But they're not. Well, yeah. We put ourselves into a team and everything, and it doesn't share. Thank you, Bethesda troubleshooting hotline, Max Cooper.
Yeah, everyone's like, it just works.
Okay.
Are you playing cross-platform?
It doesn't have cross-platform.
Doesn't it?
No, it does not.
Really?
You know, because one of the first things I Googled, I'm like, I have it on PlayStation. Why should I buy it again on PC? And it was cheap. And I was like, well, I want to play it on PC. So I play it on PC. So I had to buy it again.
Fair enough.
Did you Google it and it says not cross-platform?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you Googled it.
No, I've given it. I've looked at something else now.
The fact that you like and you always scroll and get distracted. Motherfucker, you got ADHD is all I'm saying. Even I have ADHD and I don't...
You don't have to tell me that. I'm well aware.
That I have it.
My leg's bouncing up and down underneath the desk too.
I'm gonna throw some riddle in your way. I'm just going to do it. What
have I been playing?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay. So this week, PlayStation Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Offered Balatro as a point game. And I'm like, I've got fucking heaps of points. I'm going to buy the shit out of this game. So Balatro is the new hotness. It is a roguelike deck building game where the deck is a real fucking deck of playing cards and you just play poker.
Oh.
That's the game.
So it's just poker, but it's a deck builder.
Yeah. You add cards to your deck.
But the same standard face and...
Yeah, just playing cards. Some of them are special, some of them might be wild cards. So instead of being a jack of diamonds, it's a fucking jack of anything.
So you would kind of, like, if your build... I don't, like, I'm just kind of pulling that shit out of my ass right now. Okay. So if your build's like, you benefit if you have more twos, you can get more twos?
So your power-ups are the Joker cards. So you could get a Joker that says, for every diamond you play in your hand, gain a 4x multiplier.
Okay.
So if you played a flush with all diamonds, that's 20x bonus multiplier to your flush score.
Okay.
So you can hold up to, at base level, you hold 5 Jokers. So if you get... nice one. So I had my best run so far was all
the Jokers random.
Yes. So okay. You purchase them from a shop. and you don't start with all Jokers unlocked because you have to hit certain milestones to unlock all the different cards that are in the game. So at the end of each turn, so you'll play, essentially you play a small blind, a big blind, and then the boss room. So you play three rooms, then the ante goes up, and then you play three rooms, and each time your prerequisite of chip wins goes up. So it starts really easy. You need 300 chips to move on.
Okay.
Easy. And then each hand is obviously worth X amount of points, depending on what it is. So pairs, two pairs, three pairs, four of a kind, full house, all of that stuff. And then once you finish a thing, you gain income, depending on, you know, how well you played, how many hands you've got left, and then you can purchase cards. So there's essentially four different cards you can buy. You can buy Jokers, which give you your power-ups. You can buy Planet cards, which upgrade your scoring for each individual hand. So like if you buy Mercury, for instance, you'll level up your flush to level 2. So instead of being worth 40 base points at a 6 times multiplier, it'll be 80 base points at an 8 times multiplier. So it just makes the hand better when you play them. You get Arcana cards. So tarot
magic
cards.
Magic, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's just tarot cards, and they upgrade cards in your hand. So it might be like, make a card wild. So you can just make any card you want in your hand wild. It'll be like, you can make it a foil card. So if you play it, it's worth bonus chips and gives you bonus score multiplier because the card is a foil, therefore special. But it's still just a 10 of spades. It doesn't matter. And then, so the small blinds and the big blinds are straightforward. You just play. Okay. The boss rooms have different objectives. So it might be like, all spades are debuffed. So if you play spade cards, they're worth nothing. They don't get any bonuses. It could be, all face cards are drawn face down. So you don't know what it is. You don't know what suit it is, don't know what face card it is. So it makes it really hard to play flushes or straights. Mm. Or anything really, because they're face down. It could be, you can only play one hand type for the entire round. So if you play a flush on your first hand, you can only ever play flushes for the rest of that hand until you beat your score.
Okay.
It's so fun, and it would be the perfect game for Portal.
Oh, don't say that, because I'm looking for a Portal game.
It's free with points, because...
Because I was having a look at this the other day, actually, I think I tweeted about it on the Pop C account, was like, hey, these are the games, like, let's better refresh. Excuse me, to the Stars games. And yeah, Blatro's on there, Dredge is on there, Dredge's been there for a while, Minecraft's been there for a while, I think Stardew, and yeah, there's another one. I was like, damn, that's like pretty dope. Is it a Betson game though?
Awesome. I don't know, because it's literally just playing poker. I feel like it's an anyone game.
But I've never been good at poker, so I don't actively play it.
But you're not playing against anyone, you're just playing by yourself. So you get a hand of like 9 cards, and then you, depending on what deck you pick at the start, it'll give you bonuses. So I think you at base you get to play 4 hands per round, and you get 4 discards per round.
Mm,
okay. So you're just playing poker against yourself, and you're just trying to get the best score. So it's and because it's your deck that you built, you know exactly what can come up.
Mm.
So if you've played a bunch of hearts, you're not going to keep discarding cards and be like, oh, I just need 2 more hearts for that flush, because you know there's none left in your deck.
Yeah,
because you know what's in there. So you just play around. It's real fun. I've become quite addicted to it. It's currently my go-to game to play a few hands before I go to work.
Mm.
Used to be Rocket League. I used to play Rocket League for a few rounds. Now I do a few hands at Balatro.
You are selling me, I'm not going to lie.
And it's free.
Mm.
Kind of.
Free-ish.
Free-ish.
All right, I'm going to pull up the app. I'm going to have a quick look. So in that case, I can say it's probably safe to assume you've not played anything else?
I dabbled in Stellar Blade, but can't talk about it. So,
no.
But that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Other than that, not really a whole lot on my end. The only major difference is I did boot up Alone in the Dark and New Nightmare. The New Nightmare, I should say, sorry, which was a part of the PlayStation Classics. That game is as hideous and as batshit as I remember, which is perfect, because after playing Alone in the Dark recently, thanks again to the team at PlayOn for the review code, I rated that game super highly, because it was fun as hell, and it's the exact same energy as this, and it makes me stoked. Absolutely stoked. Been playing that. I've been playing a lot of Cuphead as well, because that's what my son's really into, Cuphead at the moment. And he's at a point now where he can start finishing levels by himself. Oh my gosh! Like the first world ones, of course, but like he's beaten most of them on simple by himself. He's beat a couple on regular by himself, but like he's persistent. Like to my son's credit, like because he is. Is a little HD boy himself. Like his focus is really hard. It's hard to get him locked into something. But Cuphead, he is consistently like practicing, for lack of a better term. He keeps trying. His level of resilience and determination to beat Cuphead is insane. And I could not be prouder of the little dude. He's killing it. Absolutely killing it. All right, let's get to the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation.
All right. So, there's more rumors about PlayStation going pro. So, again, we still have yet to have an official announcement from Sony about the PS5 Pro, but it seems to be all systems go behind the scenes. Following on from several leaks over the last few months, a new report from The Verge says that Sony is really starting to push its supercharged console, as it's currently asking dev teams to make sure that their games are compatible with the new hardware, presumably ahead of its launch later this year. According to this latest leak, which largely overlaps with previous reports, Sony is set to focus on ray tracing and potentially significant graphical enhancements with the PS5 Pro. A more powerful GPU is again being touted the biggest upgrade, making the system, quote, far more capable when it comes to implementing often demanding visual enhancements like ray tracing. Documents obtained by The Verge say that the GPU is about 45% faster than the standard PS5. The Pro is also described as, quote, a high-end version of the PS5 by Sony, and as you'd expect, it won't outright replace the standard console, acting as a premium option for the more hardcore crowd. Meanwhile, as it was already rumored, the system CPU is the same as you'll find in a standard PlayStation 5. However, it will have a high-frequency mode, which can be toggled on and off by the user, allowing the CPU to be clocked at a higher frequency. On top of all of this, the PlayStation 5 Pro will apparently be giving developers more system memory to play around with, about a 28% increase, maybe more, since the Pro's memory usage is more efficient, from the 448GB per second on PS5 to 576 per second on the Pro. Sony believes that these enhancements will tie into its PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution technology, which can reportedly provide huge bumps in resolution through upscaling.
It's really shit, isn't it? We're at that point where it's real as shit. There is no question as to like a PS5 Pro coming.
Well, I'm going to join this story with the next one, where there's smoke. As if there was much doubting at this point, a copyright claim of a YouTube video has resulted in its removal, points towards all of the PS5 Pro leaks being accurate. The video in question was posted by the channel Moore's Law is Dead, and it had a hand in kickstarting the leaks that have since surrounded Sony's upgraded console. The copyright claim was, of course, filed by Sony Interactive Entertainment, and so it's easy to conclude that the information was bang on, at least to some extent.
Mm. There you go. It's real. It's happening. So I guess one of those things is with the rumor mill is that it's been releasing at the back end of this year, probably around October, November. I think the PS4 Pro released in October.
It'll be right after Black Friday sales, yeah. Is my guess.
What the challenge the PlayStation is going to have, and it's a challenge they had last time, is when do they announce this? Because if they announce this now, no one presumably will really buy a PS5 until it drops. Because people were holding off, they'd buy the Pro, whatever, right? And people might start flipping their PS5s. Now, I know we're at a point where pretty much all the original PS5s are Gonskis. Now we have just the Slim. Like, I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, like, yeah, like, we have, like, two left in stock in the entire country. I was like, oh, that's fascinating. So, it is just Slims at the moment. So, we are at that precipice point. I still don't know whether I will get it, and I probably won't because I don't think I'm going to have the disposable income for like a $900 console when I have a perfectly good Slim, and I don't want to trade the Slim because the beauty of the Slim is, you know, taking it when I travel.
What if the PS5 Pro is a Slim model?
I'd greatly think about it. Like if it doesn't drastically increase the weight or anything, I would probably think about it. And I guess I would certainly be contemplating in any way because of the nature of what we do. I think it would be important for us to have one of us, to really like push to see what these games can do from a review standpoint. But like, it's one of those things where I don't really need a second, like, you know, the privileged life of having a second fucking PlayStation. Like, I don't have a TV in my bedroom by design, so it's never going to go in there. I don't have, you know, there's no PlayStation that lives here because, like, PlayStation happens in the lounge unless I'm recording content. And, you know, so this is, it's different space. So, like, I wouldn't need it. And like, once again, if I build my son's little loft nook, I guess you could have a PS5 here, but then that kind of negates the, you know, like it's a tough position to be in. The answer is you don't need it, Ryan, you dingus. And I know you and I discussed it before. Yeah, you have like zero intentions to upgrade a Pro because you never did it with the PS4. So I don't see you doing the PS5 either.
No, unless something crazy happens. I doubt it.
Yeah, look, you're a bit more knowledgeable around like PC components than myself. How, like, obviously from the surface level, like, because we don't know the nitty and gritties. From what you're seeing here, like CPU doesn't seem like. Once again, very similar to the PS4 Pro. I know the understanding was they just essentially overclocked it, and they're doing the same here. There's a bit more, you know, RAM rules.
I think the big takeaway from this is what they're using is their essential super sampling for ray tracing. So their version of the DLSS, which will allow, on paper and in theory, better graphics at a higher frame rate without putting as much pressure or strain on the hardware that's in it.
Yeah.
So kind of artificially boosting the performance,
but
which is cool. But again, I play games currently now in frame rate mode, and I'm not really. I don't go, damn, I'm losing so much graphical fidelity from doing this. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Would it be cool to play these games at 60 frames with ray tracing? Of course. Do I find it necessary? Not really.
Because I look at it, and the challenge that I face is I've become that guy that likes frames, right?
Because the other thing is, I'm lucky enough to have a HDMI 2.1 enabled 4K monitor, but it is a mid-range monitor, and its HDR sucks ass. So it doesn't even matter because I turn the HDR off most of the time because if anything's in black, I can't see it.
Okay.
It doesn't show blacks very well.
We have the same monitor and my blacks are okay.
That's arsehole.
Well, compared to my awesome ass TV, yeah, 100%, it's a bit poo. But before we dive into the next piece of news though, Max, there was one game that I did forget to talk about. As part of PS Plus this month, the essentials,
extra.
You get Dave the Diver. Been playing that. Dave the Diver fucking rules. So, Dave the Diver, you may know it, is that infamous indie game that got nominated for shit last year, and then everyone's like, it's not an indie game. It certainly fucking feels like one, but it ain't one. So the premise is, you play this guy named Dave, who's this Peter Griffin-looking prick, and he's this exceptional diver. You are brought on by this individual to, like, go on these dives. You have to support this sushi shop with what you do. So, you get to dive twice a day. Go collect fishies, do various missions, whether it be find the mer people of this lake or find this scrap material, and then you bring it to the surface. And then over nighttime, you go back to the sushi shop and you help run the sushi shop. So you've got this like semi procedurally generated go find fish and assorted shit, and then you back it up with a cooking mini game.
How very awesome.
Benson. Yeah, absolutely. So you think about it from an idea of like, oh, I'm going to get these fish because, you know, you aim for these because you know their dollar value. And then obviously the deeper you go, the more bigger honking fish you get and stuff. And then when you move up, you're like, okay, well, you need to enhance these dishes to do this, that, the other, you know, hire staff, do some, you know, minor management tasks. It's even got my partner, like Phoebe, she is kind of into it as well, which is a big win because she's not a real big gamer, but there are some games that kind of like I can get a good like tick, and Dave the Diver is exactly that. And I'm not quite sure what it is about it that gets her excited, but it looks great. It has this awesome mix of pixely 2D design with the characters, yet the world has this lovely painted feel sometimes, but then also 3D. So like the boat you're in is 3D, but the backdrop is kind of painted, but you're 2D. And then you go into the water, when you jump into the water, you're 2D, the fish are 2D, but the world itself is 3D, and it's fantastic. And the soundtrack, holy poo. Like the really cool little tune that works in your restaurant. I could listen to that all day. Just that one tune. Did you check out Dave? Was ever on your interest?
No.
Okay, that was quick. That was easy.
Yeah. And with a lack of extra tier at the moment.
That's right. I forgot you cut your PS Plus down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right, Max, because look, even if you can't play, you know, Dave the Diver at the moment, you don't have extra, you have majority of the code we've ever received for PlayStation PC games, you might be in an advantage. You might be able to get some tros.
Maybe.
Because Sony has confirmed that a new PlayStation overlay will be shipping on its PC ports, with next month's Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut being the first one to use it. So you'll be able to access it from the Windows PC from either in the game menu or by pressing Shift F1, which will pull up a new screen housing your PSN profile, your friends list, and trophies. So you can log into your existing PSN account or create a new one, and from there view the first trophy list available on a PC. See what your PS5, PS4 friends are playing and check out their own profiles. The PS5 and PC versions of Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut will share a single trophy list, so you could work towards the platinum across the two platforms. You'll also be able to adjust some basic settings from the overlay, like your privacy options, blocking players, and accessing notifications. I love this in the chat, Phoebe, because of all the games I've had to watch Betson play, and also it's funny that she calls me Betson, which is bizarre because that's not what my partner calls me. To play, but Dave the Diver is the best. I like that she used the word "had" as well, where I had to watch. I don't make it do shit. I take over the TV, of course, because I got shit to play. She can choose to join me or choose to not. And she's been choosing to join me, so
shout out to her. God forbid he uses the piece of hardware that's designed.
Very true. Very, very true. But Max, this has me excited, because, you know, we've talked about this for years.
About time.
It is about time. And it's one of those things where I always say, oh, I'm not going to play shit on PC because I don't get trophies. Like, I'm not a big trophy hunter by any sense of the imagination, but I do like getting them. So if I have the option of getting them, 100%. The idea that they share the same trophy list is interesting, but there's no cross save. So that's good. Bye-bye.
Fun.
What were you going to say? You lent in to say something?
Like, you're still not going to get fucking trophies now because you're going to already have all the trophies already because these games come to PC 3 years later.
Yeah, shut up, all right? Like,
it's not like you're like, I didn't like Ghost of Tsushima the first time around. I don't like PC gaming, but you know what's going to be awesome on PC gaming? Ghost of Tsushima. This is where I get all my trophies.
Which is, I appreciate you shitting on me in that, like, because it's absolutely true. Like, I have played all these games already. There's really not a lot of incentive for me to play them again on PC.
None of these trophies are going to repop for you because they're all going to shit already.
Absolutely.
They're all going to fucking shit trophy list.
Yes, absolutely. But like,
it makes sense.
If there was a cross save, then it would be a whole different story. But I could also just make Betson's PC PSN account. Eat a dick. All right. I could do that.
Okay, you could do that, and then you could have fuck all trophies on two accounts.
Oh, actually, good burn. I was gonna fight you and go, but I have plenty. I do have plenty of trophies on my regular one, but
such an asshole on Monday nights.
You are an asshole.
I think I have more platinum trophies on the Pop C account than I do on my own.
Absolutely, yeah, most certainly do. The nature of what we do, but obviously for you. If we do happen to get a game, because 9 times out of 10, if we get a code, it goes onto the Pop C account so we can both play it. And you so technically never see the trophies on your own account. Would you play something again on PC just to get the trophies?
Well, maybe.
You play Last of Us Part 2 again?
I tried at launch, okay? I tried. It's rough.
Look. For me, all I hope at this point is this might lead to a launcher or something. But I also kind of hope they don't because I like the overlay better.
I was so stoked that it was an overlay, not their own launcher. I'm so happy that they've gone that route. Please don't make a launcher.
Well, because if you look at Bethesda, they've combined their launch with Steam. Ubisoft and EA, I think, did the same as well. Like, there is very few successful.
Like, doesn't Origin still exist?
Oh, it does, but I think it still integrates. Like, it doesn't.
I don't know.
You know how, like, they're clearly separate for whatever reason, but
I'll never forgive Rockstar for making the Rockstar launcher. The thing's a piece of trash.
Mm.
It's so frustrating. You just let me boot it from Steam. And it's like, nah, I'll boot you another.
You can open Steam, boot it from Steam, and then you'll still open the launcher, eat a dick. In the chat, we see MGB jump in. They've got an update on the Fallout thing, figured out my Amazon account details, and I'm about to claim it themselves. Awesome. They've also added, I'll have to admit, there has to be a reason why Sony's doing overlay. It has to be because they're doing a launch. So that was my theory. But I think the overlay is a better decision. They probably will do a launcher as they might get third-party devs on board. But why would they need to? It's one of those things where unless they can sort of find a way, if you buy something through the PlayStation launcher, like you can still get PS5 trophies, like that would be cool. And you can play it on PC. That would be fun. But, and of course, PlayStation would get a bigger cut because they're not buying it through Steam. You're buying it through them. Like, there are incentives. Like, if you could buy, I don't know, Assassin's Creed, we use that as an example. Through, you know, you can buy it on the PlayStation Store in the launcher on the PC. Therefore, you can still play it. Or if you can boot it in the, I don't know. I don't know how PC works, man. God damn, I'm not smart enough.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for a new launcher. But according to a new report, Sony is currently in talks with a big ally to acquire storied picture house Paramount and all of the cross-media potential such an addition would bring. It's according to a new piece in the New York Times, thanks to Reset Era, which says that Sony Pictures Entertainment is currently in talks with Apollo Global Management, an investment firm, and according to two sources familiar with the situation. Previously, Apollo had made an offer to purchase Paramount for $26 billion, a bid which was rejected. The terms of the joint bid are still being discussed, and it's entirely possible the twosome will not make a formal offer. According to sources granted anonymity to speak on the subject, an official offer could not even be made currently as Paramount is engaged in exclusive discussion with Skydance. Apparently, the deal Skydance bought has generated significant investor pushback. The ramifications of such an acquisition could be potentially huge. For starters, it would bring adaptations of Sonic and Halo into Sony's growing media empire. After this news broke, shares in Paramount increased by 11% in aftermarket trading.
First of all, I've had enough of merger and acquisitions. Fuck off. Because we've seen, like, in the same way that I disagree with Disney owning almost everything, I would also disagree with someone else owning a bunch of everything, because it's not fun. It's not good. I ain't in.
Like, you know, Paramount Plus exists.
And it sucks. Paramount Plus fucking sucks. Look, I bought it for, what I buy it for? No, for what's on Amazon, not fucking Paramount. I'm a dickhead. Yeah, look, I have Paramount and I got it for, because South Park was on there. Oh, and Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol's on there, and my son, when he was younger, was watching Paw Patrol. But yeah, like, it's fine. Like, but like the actual interface is asshole, and there is literally not one on PlayStation. I have to use my fucking TV, my smart TV, which I just want to use the TV on and whatever. Okay, cool.
Isn't Paramount Plus a fucking channel on Amazon Prime anyway? Or Prime Video?
Yeah, but then you have to buy it through Amazon. You can't bring your current, and the Amazon account I use is Craig's, so even mine. So,
Craig's like, what's this extra fucking $7.99 a month?
Yeah. Like, I know Craig's in the chat right now, so I probably shouldn't point this out, but it was one of those things where, like, back when the WWE Network was the thing, like, he had Amazon, I had the WWE Network, so he was like, oh, we'll swap trade logins. The WWE Network got cancelled, like, fucking 2 years ago, and it's been on binge ever since, and I just didn't say anything.
You've been using his binge the whole time.
Yeah. I've used my dad's binge. The only ones that I pay for myself are Paramount, because I'm insane, and Stan, I think. But we're a bunch of different things.
Fair.
All right, quick bitties. All right, quick bitties. Fallout Season 2 has been officially confirmed, which is brilliant. 6 episodes in, show's fantastic, and I think there's a lot more for it to do. Next one, Fallout 4 sales up 75,000% during Fallout series.
7,500 people.
Hey, I'm sorry. 7,500. They went from no one buying any to everyone buying one. That's pretty huge. Larian Studios, the guys behind Baldur's Gate 3, are apparently making 2 new games, and they're calling it, quote, its best work ever. It's a pretty bold claim. Everyone has big boners for Baldur's Gate 3. Hazelight Studios to talk about what's coming later this year. Now, Hazelight, they're the ones that did It Takes Two, Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, hell yeah.
I'm keen.
So, what's coming later? So they're going to talk about what's coming later this year, or what they are releasing later this year.
How good's my syntax?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Your syntax is a bit weird, mate. Which one is it?
Are they going to talk about what's coming later this year?
What?
Huh? They're going to talk about... They're going to talk about what's coming later this year.
You're not helping! You're saying the same sentence again!
Okay. They're going to talk about what's coming later this year.
Stop it!
They're going to talk about what's next
later this
year.
Okay, but what they are releasing
later this year. I don't know. It may not release this year, but they're going to talk about what's coming next later this year.
Okay, cool. That helps. The second one is because they've normally announced stuff at the Game Awards, and that's hence why I was really particular and also clearly having a stroke, because if it's about them explaining what they're releasing later this year, then they're at the Game Awards going, this is what we're making. But if they're going to talk about
self drop it at Game Awards, well,
because they're like, look, the sentence was stupid, so we're doing it both. You get both.
It takes three. They're going to get rid of the 2-player co-op. It's going to be 3-player co-op.
Ah, excellent. All right, good open marriage. They fixed the marriage in the first game.
Have fun equally splitting the screen 3 ways, motherfucker.
That's right. So you've got to try balance, you know, like having 2 partners and living in kind of 2 houses, and there's that kid that's in the game, and you got to explain to them while, you know.
To be fair, it may also just be a different story and context, but it just takes 3 of you.
Oh.
it may not necessarily be.
Yeah, I like the added confusion that comes with trying to re-explain to the kid. Like, that kid was genuinely perplexed about divorce in the first game. And then now you've got to explain to them, like, what an open relationship is. Like, what polyamory is. That's going to make it fun. Actually, that would be horrible. Don't play that game at all. Sony is collabing. Oh, that makes words. Word didn't like it. With Sega on Golden Axe Animated Shrews. You spelled that one wrong.
Yeah, fuck off.
S-R-R-I-E-S. Nice work. Wizards of the Coast, I'm already looking for a team to develop the next Baldur's Gate. Bold strategy, Cotton. Prepare to get fucking booed.
Oh, and I'll also put this in the chat.
Chat. Like, when a mummy loves a daddy, but also loves another daddy.
Or another mummy.
Hey, so. I ain't judging, you know.
Shit, where did I put it? Okay, also, apparently, quick bits, Embracer Group has announced its plans to split into three separate companies. Asmodee, board and card games, Coffee Stain and Friends, indie, AA and free-to-play, and Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, AAA games.
What an awesome way to announce tax evasion. That's incredible.
They're like, we've become the Middle Earth Studios. We just do Lord of the Rings here, and we don't do it well.
Yeah. What's baffling to me is, like, clearly they're doing it to make Embracer look better, because Embracer is a dangerous name right now. Like, they do have a track record of, you know, everyone's like, well, they're the people that bought up places, killed them, and fucking, you know, they took the IP, murdered the people. So they need to pivot on that, and also by having one company set into three divisions, you can suddenly start moving money around. And when this, especially what we heard from, was a year ago, when they were chasing that third-party investor, which I think were believed to be Microsoft, and they pulled out, and suddenly they were rooted. This way, they have the ability to, move money around and not be so dire from a fiscal standpoint, because it's all about shareholders, of course. That's what it is. But we were bullshitting about this in the chat earlier. Why didn't they call it the Middle Earth, like, Fellowship? Not Middle Earth and Friends. You have a perfectly good name you could use there, you morons. Morons. Also, why Coffee Stain? It's a dumb name. Dumb company.
To be fair, I think they're all dumb names, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're all pretty dumb.
Yeah.
All right, Max, what games are coming out this week, and which part of Embracer are they coming from?
Okay, this week we have... What is the date today? The 22nd. Cool. Some might think I would be prepared for this.
Nah.
We have Aiden Chronicle 100 Heroes coming to PS4, PS5, 23rd of April. We have Tales of K'Zera Zhao coming to PS5, 23rd of April. We have, not that one, Sandland coming to PS4, PS5, 26th of April. Played the demo. Game's great. It's Akira Toriyama comic or manga in game form. Looks cool. And the big one, Top Spin 2K25, PS4, PS5, 26th of April. It's just outside, but I'll throw it in. Sea of Thieves, PlayStation 5, 30th of April.
Yeah. Wait, isn't Stellar Blade out this week as well? Or is it out next week?
It's Stellar Blade, 26th of April, PS5. Sorry. It was right beneath Sandland. I just missed it. Yeah. Can't read.
In the chat, MGB jumps in. So they're currently wondering what the hell is going to happen with the PlayOn. The PlayOn master brand, I'd say, is a better brand than Embracer. Why not have one company for video games under PlayOn, one for board games, and one other for movies?
Because PlayOn just distribute their games in Australia.
Yeah, so PlayOn is just the name of the distributor. They're not like, it's a little bit different, I guess. Well, no, but PlayOn is an international brand as well, but I think it's, part of their distribution arm rather than their development arm, probably, once again. Moving things around, I suppose. What have you got, suspicious squinty face?
Sorry, there's a game coming out above Stellar Blade called Bootleg Steamer.
Hot.
That sounds sexy. I originally thought it said streamer, because I'm like, that makes sense. But Bootleg Steamer is apparently a roguelike fucking boat game on Steam. And now I'm interested. Comes out 25th of April.
The fact you call it Bootleg Steamer sounds like a hot, like a very, very good but confronting sex position.
Which is why I clicked on it. I'm not going to lie.
Like, you know what? I'm going to take the virus risk. I'm going to click on this bad boy. Beautiful. Well, big thank you to everyone for joining us, as always. We do appreciate it. And especially those that rocked up on a different day. Because I'd done fucked up. All right, Max, send him home.
Alrighty, everybody. This PlayStation Conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopculturist. We can watch us record this show live, or you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation Pod. If you are listening to us on podcast service, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/popculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop. With our logos on it. But until next week, on the correct day, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was For the Players. I'm sewing straight back to the wasteland, eh? How's your Fallout 76 download? Ready to go?
Oh, no, I just claimed it. I didn't download it while we were streaming, because I thought that would be, like, a dick move.
That's a good point, actually.
But now that I've started it, I'll tell you exactly how it's ready.